wish y'all could see the foolishness going on in this studio right now. That's enough of that.
Yes.
I don't know, you were enjoying it.
I was.
A little too much.
Y'all didn't love that song when y'all was growing up. I loved that song.
That was the anthem. That was.
Yes.
When I was 8.
But listen.
9.
We are still celebrating.
Now y'all know I'm MLK ride or die.
Yes,
but this song just a
in New Edition part when they said Dr. King tried to love somebody.
Do you wanna love somebody?
Yes.
Come on now.
I feel like I'm in the studio with Run DMC. Welcome to the very VARY necessary podcast.
Yay! Woo, woo, woo.
I know y'all thought y'all was at a Fat Boys concert. But no, because two of them is dead.
Oh wow, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
No, and I would say y'all thought y'all was at a Run DMC concert, but one of them it gone.
Yeah, Jam Master Jay.
Yeah, well he ain't rap no way.
But New Edition's still here. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and they break up every goddamn 5 minutes.
You know they're going on tour?
Yeah, they're on tour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. until they fall out again by some old foolishness.
No.
And remember when, New Edition, what's that, Temptations, they all got together that very last time.
That last time.
I'm about sick of them.
And then David Ruffin had to mess it up again with them drugs.
I knew it gonna last long.
Acting like what was the man name off the Five Heartbeats? Was late to the damn concert. Late to the concert, the whole day late.
Mm-hmm.
Singing nice like this.
I wish. Yep, Eddie Kane.
Raindrops. That was my favorite part.
Oh, dead ass wrong with his dingy part. With his dingy crack house costume on a day late.
Come on, man, you know I can do it.
Looking terrible.
Hey.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug,
it is.
Ain't
it? It really is.
It is, man.
But why y'all keep getting on cocaine and y'all know what the hell it do to you?
Because they don't think it's going to happen to them.
Yep.
And you have so many people that are, quote unquote, functioning.
Who functioning they on function. Cocaine?
They're functioning. White collars. Or they think that, yeah.
They not functioning. They functioning to the job to feed their habit.
Yes, they're functioning. They can go and party. I mean, go and work all day. And then the weekend, they get it in.
Back in the day, cocaine was a nightlife drug.
Yeah, recreational.
Right. And so it was for fun. It was a party.
Right.
It was to feel that high. Yep. But crack cocaine took over.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And then crack killed Applejack.
Yep. Yes.
He jumped in but he couldn't jump back.
Couldn't jump back. That's what happened.
Too blind to see that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So I know a good bit of people, you know,
got on that rock.
Became
rock stars. Went from powder heads to rock stars.
Man, listen.
Yep. Mm. And you know they want to blame it on the gateway drug of marijuana.
Marijuana. Yep.
For the highs, you know, experimenting or wanting more.
Yep. Indeed.
And thus is why I have never smoked a reefer, a blunt, or nothing in my whole life.
Either.
Because, honey, me either. Let me tell you something. I got some drug addicts in my family that I looked at as a child and said, don't do it. I don't want to go down that road. No, see? I don't even want to act like that one right there. So.
Because you see it, right?
Yeah.
That's your perception of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it really is what it is.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
You are correct.
But some people's perceptions are warped because somebody else could see the exact same thing that I'm seeing and think, wow, they're having a really, really good time.
Right.
Like, I guess because they don't see the aftermath of,
let's just say, ecstasy. That's a drug that a lot of people, it's a pill. A lot of people do not see harm in pills because it's not crack or it's not cocaine. It's not, right. you know. And so they take the pill and it gives them that instant gratification of that high, mm-hmm. but they can still function outside of that. And it stimulates, from what I've heard, it stimulates the sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you.
All right. Sorry.
But that anyway. Yeah, that was.
Y'all need to focus. Y'all get too disturbed by... Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Okay. So you said they start stripping naked in the middle of the dance floor when they take the ecstasy drugs.
Well, it depends on what it do to you. Like, some people, I heard that it'll make you want to take all your clothes off.
I heard it's very touchy-feely. Like,
It's so sensitive. Like, everything is just heightened. Your senses are heightened. But I'm speaking like I know, but this is what I heard. Yeah, okay,
that
y'all.
You're very aroused and all that kind of
stuff. And people feel like there's no problem because they see function. People are functioning off this stuff, but they really don't understand that they're dependent upon this to function.
Right.
But this is my thing. Why do people even want to get high in the first place? Like, you not having enough fun where you at, you need to take it up another damn notch.
I mean,
like, if you already in the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody say, you already in the club, you with your friends, you drinking, you having a good time. Then somebody like, hey, man, you want to feel a little bit better? You want to get right up?
Let me tell you, I don't understand. Them at that right moment. Because if you've already been drinking, say you're already intoxicated, right. but not to the point where you're like sloppy drunk, but you're feeling good,
mm-hmm.
you are inebriated. I can't even get the word out. Inebriated. And you're looking for something else mm-hmm. that's going to make you feel good, or you like the way you feel. So you will attempt to try it because you've seen it or someone is encouraging you to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only way I can think of it.
Yeah. And then some people maybe want to escape from their life. They're having a bad day. They, you know, they want to just forget about everything that's going on in their life. So they say, hey, why not? Let me get high.
They didn't watch them after school specials about.
Everybody watched them, Yosh. They just didn't think it happened to them. It could happen.
And you
to
know,
them.
It's so sad when it's people that you know you went to school with. Your age, your peer group, and you see, like, dang, you knew better.
Right.
Or mm-hmm. you get strung out on your own stuff.
Right.
Then that part.
Right. Yeah.
What 50 Cent say? Damn, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you?
Mm-hmm. Got high off my own supply.
Ooh, child. Well. I don't know. God bless them, child. Let's pray for healing.
Yes.
For these people, these wayward people who done got lost on them drugs.
And the reality is they really want to stop, but right. they don't have the strength.
Addiction is real.
Yeah. They really want to stop. No one wants to be in a situation like that. They mm-hmm. don't want it. But they're mm-hmm. stuck. They feel stuck. They feel trapped.
So then... does it come down to, I feel like that comes down to mind over matter.
Right.
It's hard.
It is a mindset.
You've heard of people who one day just decided, no rehab, no nothing. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right.
And they quit, right?
Some people have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong mind. They have willpower.
But.
I mean, might have been drinking, drugging, mm-hmm. hoeing.
Smoking, cigarettes.
Whatever.
But what is the ratio of people quitting cold turkey versus those who really need to go into an institution?
Rehab. Yeah.
Rock bottom. Rock.
I don't know. I know some people have. Some people have, but some people had to go into a rehab and then, of course, you know.
Yeah, but look at all the people who done been to rehab in and out.
I mean, but that's addiction, though. That's addiction. That's any type of addiction. Food, sex, you know, drugs, any type.
I'm grateful that I don't have that spirit of, what do you call it?
Addiction.
Addiction and latching on to things. I am very, I don't even know the word or the term to use, but I'm not attached to things. I'm not attached to people. I'm easy to release things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't fight for relationships. Fuck it. You don't want me. All right, then. Have a nice life. Yeah, I'm not going to be that chick keying up your car, running behind you, crying, screaming. Let's make this work. Staying behind, letting you do me any kind of way for years and years and years.
But that's not an addiction.
It is. That's in not a sense. Addiction.
What would you...
It is in a sense.
Like, what type of addiction?
Some women are addicted to being in relationships. They not complete unless they with a man.
Yeah, but some women that aren't complete, that, you know, that, like you're saying, that doesn't mean that they have an addiction to a man. Some people may have fallen in love with that person and they really want to work it
is
out.
Is that really love? That's some, craziness.
Hey, sometimes it is.
Your
to
definition
them,
of love and their, and definition, their definition of love is different.
Which leads us into our show topic today, which is called, is perception really reality? Is your perception really reality? So that was my perception just now, ladies and gentlemen. That is not the views of the whole Very Necessary podcast. That is just solely the views of Yolanda Yoshi. Because I ain't running behind no nigga. Ain't gonna do it. Ain't never did it. Ain't gonna happen. I pray to the Lord that I don't never love no man that much, that he had me that strong out that I got to run behind him. Because I feel like this. Nothing lasts forever. And I don't want that type of toxic love to have that hold on me to the point where I am depressed, not eating, I am sad, I am crying, I feel like a whole person because I'm not with this one particular person. I don't want that with anybody, with no man on this earth. The only man I should feel that way about is God, because he is my source and he is my provider. I should not feel that way about a human being walking this earth. You have given him too much power at this point, as far as I am concerned.
But you've already that made your me. Mind up for that. Like, that, you yeah. went into this with that mindset.
Right. So if he leave me, bye-ho. See. I mean, it's FOMO in the inbox. See what I'm talking about?
FOMO. We don't die, we multiply.
Right. It's FOMO. And it might be some girls in there, too. I'm just saying, not to say sure to swing that way, but I'm saying I am never going to be lonely. I am never going to be to the point where I have no one but you. I feel like when you put yourself in a situation where all you see is that person, you've ruled out the possibility of anything ever coming to fruition to make you happy again. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the only person who can make me happy. This is the only person who can make me feel complete.
That's a sickness.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what sickness. I said. That you're not well if you feel like that.
If you're talking about one person and maybe they're in love. Now, I'm not talking, if somebody's in love and they try to work it out and, you know, hey, give them a couple of days so they can get over the person and let go. Now, if you're talking about somebody who continues on after a certain amount of time period, then that's a whole different thing.
It's not
that's
a fatal attraction.
It's just a different topic.
Okay, but what about the person who's in love and they allow the person to come in and out their life, in and out their life? They could have been moved on with somebody else.
That's more of low self-esteem.
And then they let this person.
And depression. That's not addiction.
And then they let this person. It's kind of like an addictive behavior, though.
I think that's like a soul tie, I guess.
A soul tie, yeah.
That ain't no soul tie.
Yes, it is. Because they can't let go of that person.
Yeah, but your soul is tied to them.
It's not mutual.
But it's
mutual.
Their soul
well,
tied to you.
Well, they keep coming back. It's for some reason, they keep coming back.
They keep coming back because they know they can use you. Right. Some people don't come back for love. Some people come back to abuse and use your ass.
But I don't think it's like an addiction, like you're saying, you know, if somebody is sick. I just think that with addiction, it's it. Well, I guess.
I would say that's a mental illness.
Yeah, they can't help it.
Because maybe some people don't know how to have a functional, healthy relationship. If all you've seen is dysfunctional relationships.
Right. Then some people have.
You can be happy with Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby over here keep coming back.
But Bobby your weakness. Right. So Bobby your weakness.
Bobby with the mind games and the fuckery. Mm-hmm. But you will fuck up your good situation with Craig.
Right.
Because you so used to the dysfunction of what you've grown up with and what you known with Bobby.
Right.
Do that sound like somebody with good goddamn sense? So, or do that sound like a fucking fool?
It's not a fool.
It sounds like a person who needs help.
Yeah. But it's not an addiction.
It's not an addiction.
I'm sorry, in the web's land, when I get kind of fool out the mouth when I get real passionate, I apologize for calling y'all people fools that need help on
this. Just like, you can say the same thing for somebody who has a whole bunch of people that they having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
That's addiction. Sex is an addiction.
Sex is an addiction.
And you can say I mess with this person. I mess with that person. Yeah. I mean, you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, you know, I think it's just a soul tie. If people fall in love with whoever they want to fall in love with.
Well, y'all. So you're saying that if a person has been taught or shown a particular behavior,
mm-hmm.
and as they get older, they grow and they get into these relations, they think it's normal. They think that behavior is normal. Mm-hmm. Then that's back to what we were saying. Perception is reality.
Yeah.
Even though.
So they looking at. Think about it. How many women have you seen that say, he's so good to me, something got to be wrong with him? Have you not heard?
I've heard women say that.
Like something's not right.
He treat me so good.
Like you don't deserve it. He comes straight home.
Mm-hmm. He's so.
Because they're not used to that.
Yeah. Right.
Or you thinking something's wrong.
You act like.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a fuck up.
They waiting for the ceiling to fall in. Because they so used to dysfunction and craziness. If something ain't just in turmoil all the damn time.
So, Ari Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did y'all see, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically she got was she doing the Fenty
Savage
Fenty, and she got released from it because she made a statement about
domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. If he don't pull out his gun on me, then I know he's not serious.
Right.
So
I stopped fooling with Ari Fletcher after she made that statement about she didn't want her son to go to college when Megan got her degree.
Yeah.
It's just some things that she say. It's stupid. But I'm going to tell you why she thinks like that. Because she's used to dysfunction.
She's used to...
Mm-hmm. If he ain't whooping my ass, he don't really love me. If he's not dragging me back in the house by my hair or trying to beat me.
And that's what she said.
Right.
If he ain't beating the walls around me down, or if he ain't coming in with you know, fussing and cussing and, you know, knocking me upside my head, then he doesn't love me.
And so that is what she was saying with her relationship with Moneybagg Yo, because, you know, that's her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says he don't even have time for that. Because she was thinking like everything was going good, like you just mentioned. Everything was going good with them. And then she said it was like she had to start something.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they still together.
He with her?
Mm-hmm.
Like still with her?
Yeah, he's still with her.
Why?
He's trying to heal her.
They love one another. And that's what she said. She said, you know,
he's trying to heal her.
He is good for her, because she was like, he don't even follow up with all that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped her from being that way. Because she was like,
that could be a headache, but
But all these little young Gen Zers act like that. And these millennials, they got.
Why do they think that's the way love is supposed to be? Then, like, I go back to that question that I used to ask all the time last mm-hmm. year. Was it our fault?
It's that shit they watching on reality.
It ain't our fault. But we're
the generation
fault.
Before them now. We are the generation before
it's
them.
It's the TV
I'm
fault.
Tell you
was
what
it
happened.
Our fault?
No.
Did they see that coming from us?
No. Bad Girls Club. It's Bad Girls Club. It's
teen pregnancy.
It's Basketball Wives.
16 and pregnant.
Mm-hmm. It's all that dumb shit on reality TV they watch. And reality TV, listen to what it's called. Reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't fucking reality TV.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, yeah. Take a look, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at these people on Love & Hip Hop Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers is friends. They fighting on the show, but they friends in real life.
I mean, there is some...
Stupid.
Some truth to some storylines. But overall, I will agree. It's all fake. It's all TV. It's all for ratings. It's all for views. And people live by it. Think about, you know, the rap songs. You think they really living like that?
Right.
No.
Right.
They're not.
But these millennials and Gen Zers, like Ari, they can't seem to separate. That's why they're so accepting of men. Just listen to the rap songs nowadays. These dudes come through. They're going to come through, drop some dig off, and throw you a bag.
They're going to drop it off.
Yeah, that's what they do. You ain't heard them in a song? They come through. I'm going to come through. I'm going to put my kids down your throat.
Throat babies.
Yeah, throat babies. And then I'm going to drop a bag off on you. And then I'm going to go hang out with my homeboys, and we're going to be on the block and in the studio.
So who should have been there to let her know this is for entertainment purposes only? Somebody should have been in her life to let her know this is not how you should be treated.
Well, that comes into having role models like aunties and uncles and your mama and your daddy.
Right.
And your grandparents and, you know, your neighbors. Even your parents. I mean, we talked about it on the show before.
Also, Ari could have come from a great family, and she just chooses to live the way she's living.
That's true.
We've seen that before.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why I said, did we fail this generation?
I'm not going to accept
that. Did we fail them? Because we started, you know, hey, we started all this reality TV
stuff.
Why
we failed them?
Because we're the generation before them, Yosh.
Well, then that means that boomers would have had to fail us.
And in some aspects, they did.
They did, because they didn't really prepare us for life. And
I'm gonna tell you where we fucked up. In some aspects, they didn't. No, hell no, they ain't spoiled.
I feel like some ways we were spoiled and we was coddled.
No, I wasn't spoiled. I wasn't coddled, but I feel like we coddled them. We coddled. I feel like we did. We did a lot of
and
coddling.
And we made it easier for them in a way, the boomers made it a little easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always ask that question. Did we fail? How did we fail these kids?
Now, I guess every generation wants to make it a little easier on the next.
Right.
But see, now, remember I told y'all that show and I was like, we're talking about that ultra sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And I said, you can't say nothing to these kids no more. They ready to cry, kill themselves. I'm being bullied.
Well, they are. Yeah.
I mean.
Because we was taught to, you know, suck it in. Don't say nothing to nobody. And then us, we taught our children, let it out. Express your feelings. Go to somebody. Talk to somebody. Which therapy is okay. All of that stuff is okay. That's what we were trying to teach our children. Like, everything's okay. You can tell. You can report. And then now that we're, as if people are saying, overdoing it, it's now like, gosh, they don't have any backbone. They don't, you know, it's mm-hmm. no balance to them. So maybe mm-hmm. we didn't do the balance as well as we should have.
I just say technology ruined everything.
I agree with you.
And the internet. And the internet.
That's why they never wanted the internet to be out, because they knew that the wealth of information that we would find out on our own. Mm-hmm. And now look.
Because you don't have to run to your parents no more. You don't have to find out through the internet. Mm-hmm. Find out through social media.
Whether it's true or false.
Right.
I just kind of always.
And they believe everything they read and see and hear anyway.
Yeah. Madison make me sick with that. I just saw, I raised my daughter like I was
Google
raised.
Google said, well, Google ain't always right.
Right. Yeah, I should look at the source. Like I always say, consider the source. I always say that. Consider the source. You got to consider it.
Well, the problem I have with that internet shit is when people come back to me with supposed facts and be like, well, you know, they say, well, who the fuck is they? Who is they?
Consider the source.
Yeah, I don't do that. They shit.
Is everybody.
But back to what I was saying, I raised my daughter with the same mindset I was raised with. Life is tough. The world ain't going to take shit easy on you. The world don't care nothing about you. Mm-mm. The world going to kick your ass and bully you. Mm-hmm. Right. So I never raised my kid to be a punk, because I wasn't raised to be a punk. Somebody fucking with you at that school? You're going to go, and you're going to beat their ass tomorrow. And you're going to beat their ass every day.
Until they get the point.
Right. I ain't backing motherfucking down. I'm not, because that is life. I ain't going to back down on nothing. And this is how I have maneuvered through life my entire life. Mm-hmm. I don't back down from shit. You tell me no and shut the door in my face, I'm going around the back though, damn it.
So you'll let her know. Like, because now when they fight in school, they go to jail.
And they don't care.
Huh?
They don't care. At least we thought about consequence. I'm going to meet you over here. We're going to go over there. They don't care about that no more.
No.
They're going to do it right then and there and don't care about consequences. And then the sad part about it is the mamas, the uncles, the dads,
now,
everybody else want to jump
now,
in too.
No, back in the day we fought. Now. All these fools do a
shoot.
Want
to shoot?
Yeah, they shoot. I mean, but when
they don't fight no more.
When they fight, they do go to jail. They go to jail regardless who was the aggressor or not. Everybody going to jail.
But they don't care.
Mm-mm.
Well, they don't care. I had to defend myself.
I understand that.
I mean, you know, that's just how it's gonna be. When I get to bond court, sir, I had to defend myself. I was being attacked. I had to defend myself. It's all about knowing your rights.
It's them and here's me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about knowing your rights. Now, if you stupid enough to go in there and your family don't have counsel for you, or you don't get your little public defender, or you didn't pay attention in government and you don't know that you got rights and laws to protect you, and you just gonna sit there and just take whatever they give you, then I'm sorry, baby.
Here's the thing, Yoshi, a lot of kids don't have
that.
They don't have the support from their families to even think about that. Because some of them would have said, oh, you put your ass in jail where you stay there until it's time for you and for your bond.
That's right. And God, so, and God bless everybody and that's when they need that. And that's when they need a public defender. And you would hope that a public defender would explain to them, so explain to me what happened. Okay, so this is what I'm going to try to do for you.
Man, you better hope your family can afford an attorney.
Right, because public defenders aren't going to do that. They'll probably be like, oh, case number 12.
Yeah,
you're
a number.
Are you such and such Smith? Okay, well, this is what's going to happen. You're going to plead guilty. Okay. You're going to be on probation. You know?
Well, this is what the judge is going to say, and this is how. This is what we are going to expect.
And they're not going to really. Right. Some of them aren't going to really fight for you.
But they got Google. Hell, that was more than what we had back in the day.
Yeah.
But
now it's probably
they use
a little different now.
For the right reasons, though.
What, Google?
No, they use it for evil, not for good.
And I mean, some of them do, but some of them don't. Yeah, majority of them don't.
Google's it.
But here we are, perception versus reality.
Right.
I think you have to be in a good mental standing in order to even have a decent perception of, I mean, case in point, me and Vaughn had a discussion before we taped, and Vaughn basically said, hand of one is the hand of all. If we together, a crime is committed, we all go to jail. I didn't feel like that was right because
I didn't say it was right. Right, but that's the right perception that it is shown. You know, two people or something happened that this is the crime scene. You get stopped. Me and you get stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And we both left the same crime scene. They don't care who did it. Both of us did it. Until one of us can prove ourselves innocent of what happened,
mm-hmm,
we both end it together.
But what happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Man, you know you're guilty until proven innocent.
So you already
you're guilty
telling
until
me
proven I'm, innocent.
Yeah. As we can see, the amendments, the laws, all of them are totally warped. Perceptions are warped.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, there's no freedom of speech anymore.
No.
Now is there?
No. Mm-mm. Cancel culture.
Because where you're thinking, you have a platform on your social media page to voice your opinions of how you think and feel about a social issue.
Right.
Don't let your employer find
somebody
out.
Somebody going to call the Facebook police. We ain't going back to that black ball episode. Ooh. I wish you would.
I'm just saying.
And you know what's crazy? As much shit as I talk on my Facebook page, I have never been to Facebook jail. Knock on wood.
Oh, they like you.
No, I think they a little scared of me.
Because
if I find out, I'm going to be at your
house.
How do you get to
a Facebook jail?
You can't
jail?
Find
like,
out.
What caused you to go to Facebook jail?
It's certain things. I don't know. I've never
you
been
know,
either.
You know, they ask you, like, is this sexually explicit? Is this profane? Is this...
I heard even some racially insensitive words will get you thrown in there.
Yeah, is it mm-hmm. against gays or is it yeah. Is it this, oh, is okay. it that? Like, they'll ask you that. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think June, he posted a picture of a baby in the refrigerator naked or something. Mm-hmm. And the baby was just trying to cool off in the refrigerator.
Oh, so they said it was a violation.
And they took it like as though it was like pornography.
You talking about JB?
Yeah.
Okay, JB goes to jail like every other month or something like that.
But it was a cute little post. I didn't take it as pornographic.
Okay. Right.
People just be doing the most. They just be doing the most.
Mm. And anything so that
Facebook says
explicit.
their perception is the reality of
Facebook Meta World, yes. Whatever it's called. Yes. Metaverse or whatever.
So then how do you approach somebody without being
What does perception mean?
My definition that I pulled was the ability to see or hear or become aware of something through the senses, almost like intuition.
Okay.
And then the one that you read off to me was the mental impression of something
mm-hmm.
that defines how you view it regardless of the truth.
Right.
Now, that one, because that seemed a little warped to me. Regardless of the truth.
But the mm-hmm. we as society
matter.
Is warped.
Right.
We as a society, we are warped. We want to believe what we want to believe on whatever situation is going on.
Right.
So whether it's the truth or not the truth, we have already formed in our minds what our perception to that situation is.
Yes, right.
So we're warped anyway
mm-hmm.
until something comes around and shows us different or we are shown something. Like, otherwise, we're going to believe what we want to believe.
Right. That's just like a good example. Black people and white people. Some black people think that all white people are prejudiced. Some white people think that all black people are poor or you know, on food stamps and all that kind of stuff. No matter how much facts or statistics you throw in their face, they're still going to think that way. It doesn't matter how many white people come and, you know, and help and show that they have love for the black community. They're still going to think white people aren't good for black people. That's just their perception.
But can you have a clear mind? I know what I've heard about white people.
Mm-hmm.
As a black woman, I know what I've heard about white people. But I give every white person in my life a chance.
Right.
However, when they show me
who they are,
believe
them.
Do I not take a step back and say, they told me about you.
Right.
So it's almost like I have that prejudice almost in the back of my mind. I was just waiting for you to show me who you were. You see what I'm saying? So whereas they might have in their mind, oh, all black people are ignorant.
Right.
I go to work with the white lady every day. And she thinks the world of me. And we're friends. And we go to lunch. And it's good. And the one day, somebody set me off at work. And I flip the script. And I cuss everybody in there out. Now in the back of her mind.
There she go. Now she showed up.
There's the ignorant girl.
She has showed
that
up.
That I knew.
Or maybe she said, well, that's an isolated incident. I would be mad too if somebody approached me that way.
It could be.
I mean, everybody doesn't think that way.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, they do have a perception of you, and we have perception of people,
right?
So we're gonna judge regardless, whether it's good or bad or whatever. We have a form of judgment in us already,
yeah. Right?
But doesn't make me right, and doesn't make me wrong.
Right.
It doesn't make me like you less or like you more.
Right.
You know, I make a choice once I, you know, review what's going on and take a look back at, okay, did she really mean this? Is she really like this? Mm-hmm. Because if we're friends and are good coworkers, I feel like, let me talk to you. Did you really mean this, or were you in the heat of the moment, or like what made you say that?
Right.
Like, I want to know, because do you really think that about me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said it to her, and we kind of look alike. Mm-hmm. So did you really mean it, or what was it? Why did you say it? Like, I think if you are friends, you should be able to have that conversation.
And then she'll be like, well, Vaughn, you know, you're different. Right. That's
a cop out.
And she's that. And you are, you know, you are this and you are that. And she's, you know, she's ghetto. She's loud. And she's abrasive. You're not like that. How you gonna handle that?
You shouldn't have to call them out.
How you gonna handle her? How you gonna handle her talking about your black sister
I wouldn't allow it. I wouldn't allow it.
Right. But then.
Because now I know who you are.
But then on the
Now I know that can happen to me. But you can flip that around and do it to me.
But then you got Keisha. You always taking up for that white meat, Vaughn.
And you know, Keisha you may be loud and ignorant acting.
She
may be everything that was said.
So. Are you going to defend Polly to Keisha?
No, that's not something that I need to do. I'm not going to defend.
But you just defended Keisha to Polly.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I just said, are you going to defend Keisha to Polly? You said yes.
Okay. Even when I said that, you know, maybe she is like that. Maybe that's just who she really is.
So you gotta be ready. If you're gonna be indifferent, you gotta be ready. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right.
So the same way, if she call her out on something and you don't feel like it's right,
I have to address
it. You gotta be able to defend.
Right. Address and defend.
Both. And it can't be because we got the same skin color and Polly different. So you don't understand Polly. But what I am going to check Polly is on, Keisha loud, and she ain't always right, Polly. But let me tell you something. Polly, you ain't never been a black woman. You ain't never had nobody look at you like you ain't nothing. She angry. Give her a hug. Try to understand.
Yeah, yes.
Just like you understand me.
Exactly. Because she might not be that bad.
And most of the time, they're not. They just misunderstood.
You're right.
On both sides.
Right. Because you got ignorant white women, just like you got ignorant black women. Because I know I done seen some, and I be like, oh, Lord, I ain't kin to her. I don't know that girl.
Well, what about socioeconomic status? Like, where you have your upper middle class.
Upper crust.
And upper, you know, your rich.
Let's talk about.
Versus your middle class and lower. And I'm talking about in the same race. Perception versus reality. Mm. Because some may think that, they're too high and mighty to, you know, ever be around anybody who's middle class or lower, and vice versa. And
to
the
me, that's
upper
even worse.
Middle class and up may think that, you know, I frown upon them because they're not doing anything for their lives to even try to get ahead. And I'm talking about same race, but it could be different race, but usually same race, where one frowns upon the other because of what they perceive how a person is.
That's, to me, that's worse. You know,
well, let's talk about that, because that goes into my them little cliques around here.
But you'll be, and that's why I continuously tell you, you'll be surprised who are at those events. Now, Vaughn, you have gone to a lot of those events, and it's not what the
perception of what you thought it can be, because outside of that, I don't know. It just seems like, is this a whole different world? Maybe I'm just having a good time that I'm not paying any attention.
And so are they. And they can let their hair down, and they don't care who's around. Everybody just want to have a good time.
And you know what's crazy to me? I think I am more on edge around my upper crust black people than I am around
white people. Why?
Because I was made to feel a certain way by, and I'm going to just say it like this, it was some bitches that thought they was better than me. And I don't know if I'm just tarnished by that, but they made me feel some kind of way like they was better than me. Okay? And they not. They damn sure wasn't cuter. They wasn't smarter. And they didn't have more money. But I felt like because they were more educated than I was, and maybe that's just me.
Did something happen to make you feel that
way? It was the way they spoke to me and the way they questioned my credentials. Mm.
When was this? Like, as you were growing up or adulthood? This is adulthood.
Growing up and even at a networking event. Mm. I mean, you got to remember where we went to school at. I mean, we had classes of different socioeconomic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And I mean, you think about it, everybody who we were affiliated with was basically middle class.
Middle class, right? or upper.
Nobody was who was rich in our crew?
You said in our crew,
in our little circle of friends.
Not in the schools we attended.
Yeah.
Because we can call a lot of people.
I'm just saying in our immediate circle.
Exactly. All either middle or upper middle class.
I wouldn't even say I was upper middle
class. Some of us were probably
lower upper.
Yeah. Some of them probably lower and upper, lower, middle, and upper middle class. I would say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had their little organizations, and you had to be invited to their little stuff, and they just did things a little different. And they had a way of making you feel like, but again, that could have been my perception. You know what I'm saying?
Are we talking about high school or are we talking about adulthood now?
I'm going from high school to adulthood because these are the same people. Even to this day,
most of the ones that I know from high school into adulthood,
they're not the same.
They're not the same anymore.
No, they're not. And gosh, I don't think. But here's the thing: they wasn't that way in school, but of course they had to put on this. I don't know. I want to call it facade that they were this way, but I think as they became independent,
they were living in the shadows of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And when they became adults, they were on their own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of them are, even though they have the status,
right,
they're not like they're what not they like used that. To be. Mm-mm. I will say, I'm not saying all of them.
Right.
But some of them really have come down.
Mm-hmm. And it's a couple
of... Some of them weren't like that in high school, like you said. They had the status of their parents.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a couple of people who were not very well to do in school that have made it.
Yeah.
Financially. And they act a little different now.
Yeah.
And some of them... I'm like, oh. Oh, Kaiden. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, but you know me, I'm like genuine. I'm same OG. I'm one way. I've been this one way my whole entire life. Like, I was poor. I felt like I wasn't all that well to do in school. I mean, hell, my mama had 5 kids and she was a single parent. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't, you know, I was always cute, but I might not have had all the clothes and everything in the cars and that mm-hmm. you know, right. But I had, and I don't like to use that word, potential.
Wait a minute. I know we could have had one person that was kind of on that status. I just thought about it. Paris Hilton.
Yeah. But she was so.
But no, it doesn't matter because she was there. She was up on that status. But like I'm saying, that's what we're saying about the other ones that mm-hmm. we went to school with. They was the same way and still are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They are still. That's why I'm like, no.
We have a friend named Paris Hilton. That's her nickname. But she's always been very cultured.
Yeah.
She's before her time. And I thank God for her because, she put some culture in my little ghetto ass. I tell you, you have to be grateful for people like that. Cause you don't always know, their experiences are not always your experiences. I remember 7 or 8 years old going to her house. This is the first time I went to a house and I saw a black girl have a housekeeper. I thought they only did that shit on Different Strokes. I said, girl, you got a maid?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah. You ain't got one?
Hell no.
I was like, hell no. I'm the maid. Girl, what you talking about?
The butler, the housekeeper, right. Everything.
The dishwasher, the babysitter, everything. Shit, I'm Nell Carter. Shit. So, but I am grateful, and see, I can laugh about it now, but I am grateful for those experiences.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm grateful for watching Susie's parents because I got to see functional relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I might have had a dysfunctional perception at my house, I saw what black love was. I saw what having money and having a housekeeper, and if I hustled and I made my money, the kind of life I could have, you know, with other families. I was able to perceive that mm-hmm. from other people's homes and visiting.
That was your reality. That was right. Your perception is your reality. Yeah. What you see.
But it wasn't unrealistic. And
it doesn't have to be unrealistic. Mm-mm. It's what you believe. It's what you grew up around. It's your reality.
Yeah.
It's what you see. It's your mm-hmm. perception. Is that that's what you see as your reality.
Yeah. Right. I never want to be a dream killer and tell a young person like, oh, you can't do that. That doesn't make sense. You shouldn't want to do that. I think you should want to do anything you want to do.
I know.
I think you should aspire to have anything you want to have. But I think you should be realistic with it. Okay, So this is my perception of things. Rappers, mm-hmm. they go and they buy all these millions and millions and millions of dollars in jewelry, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. All right. So where's your return on investment?
You don't have any return.
You're not thinking that at some point someone could, even if you are buying all this jewelry, mm-hmm. is it insured?
Right.
That way, if somebody rob you, you ain't just out of $25,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You go, you file a claim, and boom, you know, you get your money back. And, okay, if I sell this jewelry at some point, am I going to at least get my money's worth, or am I going to get even more back?
Doesn't mm-hmm. jewelry depreciate?
Not all the time. Not all the time. Actually, gold is worth more now than what it was back in the day.
You sure?
It really?
It fluctuates, mm-hmm. I thought.
Oh, okay.
Because there was one point they said gold was going down. Yeah. So it's going back up?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's been a long time, but let me tell you something. I had a lot of bamboo earrings back in the day, and times got thick.
Gotta go sell it.
Many years ago, and honey, I cashed out on them hoes. Yeah, it was either sell them or sell something else. And I had
sell
retired.
Sell the gold.
I sold the earrings, and I made a nice little profit. I was like, well, goddamn. And I'm talking about these were, you know, $100 door knockers from New York. I mean,
so you got more than what it was?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
If I had known better, I'd have bought more. Mm. Yeah. Mm. No.
So you believe that saying, when people show you who they are, believe them? Do you believe that?
Oh, damn right.
Mm-hmm. You do?
For sure.
How long does it take for you to believe it? One time? Or does it take multiple times for you to get it?
I mean, you know, you got hard-headed niggas out here who, you know, you got to keep beating them across the head with the truth till they dead. But me, you ain't got to piss on me and tell me it's raining.
Right.
Yeah. I believe that's piss the first time.
What about you, Sue?
It depends on the person, depends on situation. Sometimes when you catch a glimpse of something or you hear somebody say something or how they act, if they're around certain people and not, you know, how they used to act when they're around you, I catch on to that and it's in the back of my mind. And then once it's seen again, then I'm like, okay, so then I know how to treat you and keep going. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Know how to deal with you.
She's so nice. And keep going. She's so nice.
Hey, I can't.
Yeah. I used to be like that. I ain't like that no more.
Yeah.
See, I
seek it out. Like, and you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to mistreat you. Anyway, I see you again. Hey, how you doing? Like, I can sit with you. I can vibe with you for a few or whatever. And then I'm going to keep on going. I know that we probably can't establish a real friendship or something like, or a relationship or something like that. I just keep going. I'm cordial and keep going. I'm gone.
See, I'm not there yet.
Uh-uh. Me either.
I'm not there.
And keep going.
And it ain't about I can't do the fake. I just can't sit there with a straight face. You see my face right now?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
I don't think that's fake. I think that's just grown.
No, that's just being grown. It's you. You have the ability, mm-hmm. and I tell you this all the time. You have the ability to tolerate so much.
Yeah. I think for me,
you are so much more tolerable than me, and that's mm-hmm. why I put a lot of shit on you that I probably shouldn't because. I just be like, I'll call her up. I'll be like, Sue, I just can't do this shit.
And when I say
and I let her deal with it.
Right.
Because I'm not mentally capable. I am a live fucking wire. I already know that if the shit come to me, I'll be like, we gonna stop fucking lying. Stop the shit.
But now.
And that is not appropriate in all social settings.
But right. You got to.
But for me.
Catch me. Go ahead,
I'm not there. Where you are, and I'm definitely not where you are.
No.
I'm definitely in the middle. But for me, it seems like I will hurt myself more trying to have a conversation with you, knowing how I feel. I know that we will never have a friendship. And I can be cordial, hey, mm-hmm. how you doing? Keep it going. But I don't mm-hmm. think I can stop and have a 2-minute conversation with you.
Keep it at surface.
Yeah.
You don't go down deep. You keep it at surface.
Hey, I mean, like, I would have to wave. I can't even wave, to be yeah. honest. If you are close to me, mm-hmm. and if you speak to me, I'll speak. I don't think I can speak first.
Keep it at surface.
I don't really
like
think
I always
can.
Say, keep that shit surface, on the surface.
I don't even
okay?
know how to keep it surface and because my emotion.
Right. And it takes time.
Especially
because
with this last situation that I went through, like, I don't know how to keep it surface. Like, I'd rather shut down and not say anything.
Right.
Than to hold a conversation or some
right
and that surface and that is just that yeah. just shows the difference in all of us because you are so strong yeah. to have even dealt with that
right
because baby it had been the minute I seen the face again I just mm-hmm. would have Lord help me control my emotions. I was listening
that's how I am every day.
I was listening to the song the other day about how I lost control of my energy. It was a song about how she allowed herself to lose control of her energy. I have not mastered losing control of my energy because I just allow people. Now, I will say I try to keep it calm. Remember when we had a discussion about how Mary let this man know that he had took her to a place?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
Right.
I'm good with that. But if I'm right there in front of you, I'm right there in your face,
mm-hmm.
and you lying to me in my face.
Now, that's something different.
Yeah, you lying to me in my face, and you playing with my life right here in my face. I can't control myself.
That's two different things. That's two different things. Because if we're standing there and this said person says something to me and I know it's not the truth, Lord help me that I am in my right mind. Because like everybody, if you have been listening, people, to us, I've not always been like this, okay? And if you catch me on that day that I ain't got time for the bullshit, it's over.
Let me tell you.
And
I'm
just going to, and this one, and you, this one to the left of me, Vaughn, you said you've never been around when it happened.
No, I saw one time when you almost cut up.
Right. But.
And I was like, ooh.
But God. And I left myself
on But see,
on
she
out.
Do better now because she'll just out. Start packing it up. She'll be like, yeah, it's time,
time to go.
But see me, I'ma just woo.
Years ago, I would have
yeah
everything would have come
the
out.
The whole room would have been tore.
Yeah, it would have because I was that person. I didn't even like the talking, Vaughn. We just gonna go for blows, like for real. Bump all that. We don't even. We can talk later. We can talk when it's over. That's how I used to be.
If you can talk,
but you know, thank you. There you go. Thank. But see, like I said, I'm grateful for growth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for therapy
yes.
and y'all in between, okay? I'm thankful for my child and
yes.
my children, yes. including Khadijah, because she helped me with some of this growth, too.
Thank God.
To where I just can't even allow somebody to even get me to go there. And I just ignore the bull. I just ignore it now. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Your ignore game is real good.
I just ignore
yeah.
it now. Because yeah. it's like, and whatever
Mine
you want to
there, yeah.
yeah. And whatever you want to think no. of me, Mm-mm. think of me. Whatever your perception is of me, some people think, oh, she's a wonderful person. Some people think I'm ghetto as I don't know what. Think what? All of it,
yeah.
baby. Go on. Have a nice day. But I'm going to keep on moving. And scrolling and evolving while y'all trying to figure
it out. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
and that's just all to
good
it.
Look at it too.
Yeah, right.
I just think yeah, I just think I'm just so
yeah,
I'm just so passionate and emotional about it because
the day that you get to Sue level, I know Christ is around the corner.
But Yoshi is like that. But no, Yoshi is like that. And I always say it depends on the situation. Like
right.
Yoshi is like that.
Because this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I explain people how I explain to anybody that I'm dealing with in business and personal. Don't This is me. Mm-hmm. Don't cross this line. Don't do this. I'm going to be good to you. Just right. be good to me. I don't want no smoke. I just want to be happy. You seen a little TikTok. This is my peace. I just want to be happy. I don't want no problems.
But, man.
And when people come in your space and just try to disrupt your shit and disrespect your shit and just come for you, what the hell? I wasn't even messing with you, man.
So do you react or do you, you know
that,
what?
That'll make somebody react negatively because it's unwarranted. It is unwarranted.
Yeah. I'm so over here chilling. You don't throw your hand up and like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this.
No, because nigga, I'm over here chilling. It would be different if I was fucking with you first and you came back at me. I'm over here chilling.
Right.
And you bothering me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's just like when people come in your life. Hey, man, I'm not dating right now.
Right.
I don't want no boyfriend.
Right.
I'm working on me. Leave me alone. Right. And he pursuing you and pursuing you and pursuing you. So finally you let your walls down. Mm-hmm. Now.
And look what he.
This nigga. He wanna. Oh, well. I just want to be friends.
I'm not ready for a relationship for right now.
Well, when you decided that, before or after you got my pussy?
Well,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. When did you decide that, Frank?
Excuse us.
Huh? Gerald, when did you decide you just want to be friends?
I mean, that's
Gerald, if that's all you wanted, why you wasn't messing with them? Yeah. Why was you why constantly you on my ass?
Yes. Right.
Because I told you to leave me alone.
Right.
Now I got to break your vertebra out.
Well, I hope it wasn't before he, I'm just glad. After he got the ass.
I
hope it wasn't.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's always when they act up. After they got what the hell they wanted, they either gonna take your ass or your money.
Right.
Shit. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Goddamn scamming ass niggas. The men's always. Worse than the scammers. Mm-hmm. Ass or money. Stay away from me.
But Yoshi, going back to what you said about you want peace, and I remember for years, remember what was my thing?
Mm-hmm. Protect your peace.
Protect your peace. Mm-hmm. Well, you still like that.
And mm-hmm. But I had to practice it all the time. Okay, how can I protect my peace now? Okay, 6 months later. Okay, now that I got this straight, how can I protect myself from this way so nothing won't disturb my peace from this way? It's something that you got to practice and you got to put in daily routines. If it's music, if it's just not going certain places or just limiting your time with certain people.
Right, right.
And accepting the fact that maybe certain people just aren't meant to be in your lives anymore. And it's a hurtful thing, but you know what? You just got to work on it, deal with it, and move forward and be accepting and open to whoever God is bringing in your life that is good for you.
So I have a question. When you see people treat other people, I'm not saying wrong or just they treat them not in a way that you felt like they should have.
I don't like
it. And could you still be around that person or
And you know, that's why I used to get in trouble in school, mm-hmm. Vaughn, honestly. I used to take up for other people. I was the one that was disrespectful to the teacher because I felt like if that teacher is going to treat that person that way, why you talk to that person that way? I used to get in trouble for this, honestly. Why'd you treat such and such that way? Why you treat Scotty that way? Why you treat Katrina that way?
Because it can happen to me, right?
That's right. And I said, you know, you're not right. That was me. I was that child.
But what did the grown-ups tell you? That wasn't your business.
That wasn't your business. But yes, it is.
But yet, you're supposed to take up for other people when you see them being mm-hmm. mistreated. So you see how they didn't prepare us for life like they really should have.
Right, because I'm sitting over here thinking
like it was everything was a contradiction.
Have seen all the signs. I should mm-hmm. have seen the signs. Right. In certain people, how right. they treated other people.
Right.
What makes right. me You're feel so like right, I'm Vaughn. So different
right.
that they wouldn't treat me like that just because we are, you know, friends, what family, whatever right, the situation.
Vaughn. They was friends with them, too. They flipped on right. their ass. Right. They gonna flip on you,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, right. Vaughn.
So yep. what makes me feel like I'm different?
Right.
Nothing, just the time factor.
Yep.
You cool right now.
Yep.
Right.
And yep. Hmm. That is so true.
So you look at those friendships that you have with people, and do you call them out on it? Well, why did you do this X, Y, and Z to that person? I need to know why did you do this, or why are you saying this about this person?
Because most friends ain't real friends, and they don't call people out on their
bullshit.
And that's
what needs to happen.
They condone bullshit.
You sit in silence.
They don't call them out on bullshit.
You sit in silence, and you watch that person ridicule, belittle,
right.
Talk about. And you may not be a part of the conversation, mm-hmm. but guess what? That other person's perception mm-hmm. of you is their reality, that you are just like that friend.
That's right.
So,
and I'm mm-hmm. not that friend. You wrong? I'm going to tell you wrong.
Right.
And I done lost a lot of friends telling them about theyself and that they ain't shit. And if you ain't happy about that, then oh, well, it's time for us to part ways. And maybe I don't need to be dealing with you anyway, because I don't want nobody to think I ain't shit
right.
with you.
Exactly. I do not want no one to feel like I'm just like you. Especially
right.
you got a bad rep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I got a network.
Good
I need to make connections.
Yeah, I have a good reputation.
I can't ruin my name for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't owe nobody no money. I don't dog people out. Mm-hmm. I respect people. And I can't run with niggas like you.
Right.
Because you ain't me. We ain't the same.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
It's got the Holy Ghost.
Mm. So I need y'all to figure out, is perception reality for you?
Hmm. Is your perception reality, or is your perception warped?
Right. Probably it's more warped.
More warped.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us, because Mom was right. Like this whole world right now.
Think about the women. Think about the women who call they husbands wives. Like they right.
They do?
Yeah. Y'all ain't never heard of that?
Say what?
It is women, no. side pieces, who call their husbands wives.
Oh.
With they indignant asses and talk trash to them on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Like the wife will leave her.
No.
Yeah, side chicks call the wife as no. though she messing around with her man.
Well,
ma'am,
this is the
ma'am,
thing.
That's my husband.
For some reason, something happened. Here we go again. Our generation. Something has happened.
Barbara
where
Shirley.
In the 80s,
Barbara
the
Shirley.
Mistress was kept, you know, somewhere quiet.
Quiet.
And even in the 90s.
They ain't quiet no more.
It between 97 in 2000 and something.
Yeah, it was Adina
because,
Howard.
No, she just wanted to be a freak. She just wanted to be a freak. She didn't say she was a side piece. She said freak like me.
They got tired of being
happened.
They got tired.
Where
and they want to be heard.
Now, they are on the same level of the wives. These sister girls going on trips. These sister girls going out on dates with these jokers.
And posting pictures about it.
In person, all or everywhere, all public, posting pictures. I'm with him.
And if you can't win them, join them, because now they just deciding, you ain't got to have a girlfriend no more. Let's move on in. We going to have poly life.
Hey.
Now, Yoshi, that don't have nothing to
what
do
it
with
is.
The side chick.
Yes,
and
it
the
is.
Wife. No, it's not, because everybody that's a side chick is not, and the wife is definitely not going to go for
They're
it. So all
it.
Of them don't equal poly life.
Cut I'm just out. Saying, sometimes they be like, well, shit, if you ain't going to stop messing with them, move on in.
Move on
Three
in.
Three incomes is better
well,
than two.
Well, if they go
or
that
one,
way, but now I've never
the only
seen
one working.
That. I've never seen that happen. I haven't seen that happen yet. I've just
where
seen
the side
it where,
chick end up being in the house with the wife.
And the husband. I haven't seen that one yet.
I don't know anyone like that.
Mm-mm, not yet. But it's probably
it's,
coming
it's,
around
I'm
the corner.
I'm sure we know somebody, but we just don't know them out like that.
It ain't going down at my house.
No.
Ain't.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, for some reason, you know, the side chick is here, and their perception is, I
want what the wife
yeah.
has.
Yeah.
I want the same
and
thing,
guess
if
what?
Not better.
I don't know if I was listening to one of our podcasts or if I was looking at something on TV. And they asked the question like, well, does the man apparently loves the side chick like he loves the wife.
Because hell, he probably do. He yeah. probably been with the side chick about, longer than the wife.
It was Michael Bazin. Michael Bazin asked the question, when is the wife going to realize that the man loves the side chick just as much as he loves the wife, if not even more? And that was a harsh reality. But in the comments, some of the ladies was like, yeah, that was a hurtful thing. Mm-hmm. That to know that my husband could love his other woman just as much as he loves me, or even more.
So what did they do about it?
Either some of them said they either divorced and they got together, or some of them said, you know, they're just working on it. Yeah.
What do you work on?
I guess they're trying to work on their relationship.
That's another show.
How do you?
That is another show.
We're gonna take that.
That is another show.
I find the perfect song for us to take us out. But go ahead on and tell us where they can find us, Vaughn.
Yes, you can find us on Instagram at The Very Necessary Podcast, and that is VARY Podcast. You can also find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio.
What you looking all at me them. For?
Yeah,
Anywhere you can get your podcast for free. Google us.
The Very VARY Necessary Podcast, and the whole list to come up. Just Google. Trust Google on that one.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Yes, and you can also send us a also very necessary letter. Send us a letter at the Very VARY Necessary Podcast at gmail.com. We're also on Facebook as The Unapologetic Talk. A Very Necessary. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Susie.
One thing, y'all. I just want everybody to continue to practice grace and patience. It's a lot still going on in this world right now. We're still dealing with COVID, and I don't even know what variant we're up to now. I just remember Flonana? Flonana? I don't even know how you say it. Florona. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So just continue to practice patience and grace as you move about your day and your week, and keep people lifted in prayer as they deal with still some difficult times going on right now in this world.
Okay. Is that great?
That's wonderful.
Great.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do some shout outs, but I'll wait till next recording, and I'll do the
we
shout
do it at the beginning.
Then. Yeah, we do it at the
because
beginning.
We didn't even introduce ourselves today, but they know I crazy.
But you know, Sue, that's it. That's all you need.
Yosh, that's it.
And Vonchella.
That's it.
But always remember to do something this week for your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And this song taking us out today is for these men hoes and the side pieces.
The men hoes.
I did it. Say something.
Come on. You couldn't say, see,
really?
Celebrate for the
try
king.
Try that shit at home. We can't do king celebrate. That's an old
yes,
but good.
Lord.
Woman to woman, you don't know me, but I know you. 'Cause the man you've been sleeping with me too. I just took a moment, thought it was time to let you know. You've been thinking you're the only one, but I'm here to tell you that ain't so.